We want to make sure that when we show up in Orlando in 2021 for our centennial celebration, that we're doing a better job of communicating to the world that physical therapists are here. And the number of physical therapists that we have in our community, we're over 100,000 members. We have such power to influence policy and legislation going forward, as well as to come together in this community and to learn from one another. And so we want to make sure that there is no question when APTA comes to town who we are and the value that we provide to society.
The American Physical Therapy Association is rebranding. What's that even mean? And why should their members and potential members care? And how will they benefit from a rebrand of their professional organization? All great questions that I got to ask Alicia Hosmer, APTA's Senior Director of Brand Strategy, who's leading the rebrand for your American Physical Therapy Association. We get into all that and a little more with Alicia on this episode. It's brought to you by Owens Recovery Science. They're a single source for physical therapists looking to add personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training to their clinical toolbox. Johnny and his team utilizing resources and evidence when they instruct PTs around the country and around the world to use BFR. Find out more information at owensrecoveryscience.com.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pinecast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
We're back in 2020. I know. Shocking. After a month of best of, wanted to say thank you guys for making 2019 the most downloaded. Looking at more than 2 million downloads right now since the inception of the show. So thank you, thank you, thank you. The show is and always will be free. But the best way, if you ever want to pay it forward, if you get value from the program, is just tell a friend, tell a colleague, share it online. Anything that you thought might be helpful for someone else, that's all we're looking for in terms of paying it forward. So kicking off 2020 is cool. It's always this New Year's Eve resolution change. What am I going to do differently now that for some reason the calendar has a different year? We like to try to reinvent ourselves, myself included. The American Physical Therapy Association kind of doing something similar. So we bring in one of their experts, Alicia Hobbs, on the program. Alicia, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jimmy.
We're talking 2020. We're talking reinvention. We're talking, reinvention as you go into a new year is kind of like changing your own personal brand. And that's kind of your wheelhouse. Tell the audience what you get to do and how that might affect our profession.
Yes, I'd be happy to. So going into 2020, APTA is about to rebrand. And this isn't something that just started in the last few months. We've been working on it for several years. And it's involved a lot of learning, a lot of stakeholder input and buy-in, and a lot of testing of our assumptions and the way we show up in the world for our members. So we are looking at a summer of 2020 brand launch, where APTA is going to be moving from what has traditionally been a house of brands, very much different branding for each of our products, services, events, and even our components, our chapters and sections. And we're moving over to a branded house. So our members and our potential members and our other key stakeholders are going to more easily be able to identify all that APTA does across our association.
I like how you put that. Instead of a house of brands, which would be a bunch of things that, I don't know, they're connected, but it's hard to tell, to a branded house. I like that.
Yes, exactly.
So you put things together very well, because what's your job title, and then what's your background? How do you get that sort of job title?
Yeah. So my title is Senior Director of Brand Strategy, and I've been working in associations and marketing and branding for my entire career, so almost 20 years now. And I started off in graphic design, and I was doing graphic design for an association for about 5 years. And then I started to expand my scope, learning everything about marketing and communications. And in 2017, I moved over to a larger association and helped them do a rebrand from start to finish. And I really found my passion within the marketing world when I discovered what brand could do for an organization. And what I loved about it, I've always been a people person, is that brand is so much more than a logo and colors and fonts. It really is about making that connection with your community. It's about being genuine in how you show up for your audience, for your members, for your key stakeholders. And building those relationships from the ground up and making sure that everything you're doing is going to add value. And it's so, sure, there's a new logo coming out. We're gonna have a new logo at APTA. We're going to have a new color palette. Our website is going to be more intuitive and better reflect our mission and our brand promise for our members. But really underneath it all, it is about building those relationships and building that value for our members so we can help serve them better into the next century.
There's a lot there that I like. Coming from a background of communications, I was not on the graphic side. I literally was just on the sound side. But I love everything you said there was about relationships and about how it makes, how whatever your brand is makes, how it makes them feel. It's more of a feeling and less of a sight. Where do you start when you come to an associate? How long have you been with the APTA?
In March, it will be 2 years.
Okay. All right, good. So you've been there long enough, and now we're going on this major rebrand. Where do you start when you look around that house of brands? Where does someone like you begin to figure out how to make it a branded house?
Great question. And every organization is going to have a different approach. For me, I had a ton of support just in education. I needed to learn about the history of APTA. I needed to learn how we did things. I needed to learn how all of these pieces connected and what those relationships looked like in the moment when I got to APTA in March of 2018. Really what we started with was research. So we looked at our member needs and assessment survey results from 2017. And we look to see where do our members truly value what APTA does? What resonates with them as worth paying their dues to the association? And then where were the areas that we could improve? And was this in our wheelhouse? Was this something where they needed more of something and that this was something that we could bring to the table as the leader for the profession? What we discovered was in this research and then in also some one-on-one interviews with different members, APTA members really valued everything APTA was doing, but they didn't often identify that it was provided by APTA.
Huh.
So when they were looking for member benefits, it may be something that they accessed every single day, but it wasn't an APTA leading brand. So they didn't identify it as something that we provided to them. So we started with this research, and then we started to develop what was called our brand platform. Very simple document, yet took a lot of time because we needed to make sure that it really resonated not only with our staff and our board, but it also made sense for how we wanted to show up in the world. And that has four components to it. We created a brand promise. We created brand pillars, so what we provide to the outside world. We created our brand personality and ultimately our brand impact. How do we want to make members feel? And for me, that is probably the most important aspect of the brand platform when we're creating experiences that we want our members to feel inspired, empowered, connected, and valued. And if we're doing something that doesn't help our members feel that way, then we know we're not brand aligned.
Sharon Dunn said something in front of an audience in Las Vegas that I think resonated with everything that you just said there. And I think one of the main points is people a lot of times will say, I wish the APTA did this, or I did this, but APTA doesn't give me any value. And many times Sharon has had to say, that's actually something we produce. Or we actually already do that. We have a person whose full-time job is to help people, help members do that. And I thought it was unique when Sharon was on stage in Las Vegas with us a few months ago. She told a story, I think it was about CSM New Orleans, about how everyone was walking around these CSM badges. And she overheard someone in the community say, man, those CSMers are really, really nice. They're really nice people. And she said, oh my gosh. You know, this isn't branded as physical therapists, the American Physical Therapy Association. And that's where I think, you know, you coming together with this branding campaign, I mean, it's definitely needed. And that little anecdote is a highlight of it.
Oh, absolutely. And it's one of the things that we've stayed focused on as we've developed the brand is at every decision, is this helping us to more clearly tell our story? And we want to make sure that when we show up in Orlando in 2021 for our centennial celebration, that we're doing a better job of communicating to the world that physical therapists are here. And the number of physical therapists that we have in our community, we're over 100,000 members. And for individual society membership organization, those are incredible numbers. We have such power to influence, you know, policy and legislation going forward, as well as to come together in this community and to learn from one another. And so we want to make sure that there is no question when APTA comes to town, who we are and the value that we provide to society.
So let's start about the four you just mentioned, the promise, the pillars, personality, and the impact. You want to talk a little bit about what each of those things are and then what they'll look like, feel like, be like?
Absolutely. So these are guiding words that helps APTA create a brand experience. Unlike our mission and vision, which are very much outward-facing documents, they're things that we publish on our website. This is how the brand is created. So this is a guiding document for the staff, for the leaders within the association, for our components. To use this document to pressure test is what we're doing going to deliver on the brand. So the first part is the brand promise. And we worked a long time on this brand promise. It is one simple statement. And we actually crafted it in the voice of our members. And our brand promise is, with APTA, I get the trusted leader for the physical therapy profession, empowering me to thrive and to make a difference in people's lives. And the themes in that brand promise are also reflected in APTA's mission. When you look at APTA's mission of building a community that advances the profession of physical therapy to improve the health of society, you see some themes reflected. And we felt each word in our brand promise really needed to communicate the value that APTA delivered on a daily basis. So in the end, if what we're doing isn't empowering our members to thrive and make a difference in people's lives, then we need to course correct. And this is an aspirational statement. It is something that we repeat on a regular basis, whether it's the imagery that we're choosing to communicate a relationship between a PT and a patient, whether it's the words that we put on a landing page of our new website. How are we making things easier for our members? How are we helping them be their best selves? How are we showing up as leaders for the profession? So that brand promise, it has a lot in it. It took a while to get it to these distinct words and something we were all rallying around.
Yeah, I like that, though. You start with the promise. I think the term is stable datum. You start with the thing that you know, the thing that's going to create the foundation or the core of what you are and what you want other people to see you as. And that's a great thing to do is start with the promise. Here's what we promise to do.
And the other three aspects of the brand platform, the pillars, these are very broad buckets. There are four of them. We provide advocacy, public awareness, knowledge and resources, and then community. And these are there just to remind us of what we're creating, right? And our board and our executive team, they help to shape the strategic plan each year. What are we going to focus on in these buckets? So these brand pillars are intentionally very broad categories. We move over to our personality. This helps to inform, our creative work and also that experience we create for members, whether it's an in-person event or, an online webinar. We want to show up as strategic, passionate, inclusive, impactful, and caring. And one of the things we did to help finalize these words was we brought together our staff in these small groups and we asked them, is this a place you would want to work? When you look at these words, if you were to work for a leader, would these words that you want to see reflected in that leader? And so we made tweaks as we went. And the caring was a really key piece that we added in. Our membership and our staff, we truly care for our members. And that was something that was really important as we developed these final words, is that what really needed to come through in our brand is that we are a caring profession and that as an association, we really care for the success and for our members.
I like that. I want to go back to the pillars, though. Being really broad probably helps you guys a lot because you can change a little bit with the memberships.
Absolutely.
Since you are a membership organization, I like how you figured out those pillars and the personality by asking your members and then listening.
Absolutely. There are some very tangible things you get with any association membership. And then there are things that you have to choose to be engaged with to get that value. And I think the community is a huge part of one of those pillars. And when we developed this brand platform, we realized that there were so many ways in which we could do a better job of making sure our members know what we're offering and to make them feel valued in the process and so that they see APTA as a platform for their own success.
Right. I like that. Well, the final part, impact, how does that come into this?
Impact. Well, we everybody wants to see, what are you getting? You know, what am I getting for my dues dollars? And so APTA makes an impact every day. What we realize is that we need to do a better job of communicating that impact, whether it's making sure that we're reaching our members where they are, we're communicating in the right channels about the impact we're having on their behalf. We're letting them be a part of that story, making sure that we're showing, we're communicating where they can get involved so that they can also have an impact. So every day we're measuring our work, we're measuring the impact of our work, and through this new brand, we're finding ways that we can more clearly communicate the impact of our work.
Yeah, you guys do a lot of the things that people say, I wish the APTA would insert thing here. I think I think the communication of those services is only going to help, because the hard part is really creating these services or finding the right people to be able to help their members. And now that you've done it, we want to make sure people know that that's the value. That's what you get out of membership.
Absolutely. And one of the things we learned from the research was that APTA can be a complex organization. And as a new student coming into the profession and learning about everything that is APTA, we want them to be able to quickly understand the big picture of who we are and the value we provide, but we also want them to be able to find their niche and find their people.
Right.
And so making our brand, simplifying our brand, demystifying it, making it less complex, these are all part of the overall strategy as we go into 2020. And you'll start to see these changes in mid-2020, but it is going to be a long process. Not everything will change over at once. We will have a second phase of this as we go into the end of 2020 and the beginning of 2021 and celebrating our centennial.
That's kind of like me. I don't do all my changing just at the New Year's resolution. It takes me some time. I don't want to hurry it up too much. You know, I don't want to ruin the surprise for everybody. Talking with APTA's Senior Director of Brand Strategy, Alicia Hosmer. Talk about the logo. Now, this is a podcast, Alicia. I'm sure people have seen a logo and they can Google the logo, but I'm always fascinated by it. You know, you've got iconic brands, and people always bring up Nike and FedEx and Amazon. Talk about the logo. How does someone like you with a background in graphic design begin to try to encapsulate all the things that we just talked about into one image? How do you do that?
Yeah, it was a very fun challenge. We started with the brand platform. So the brand platform was complete when we started working with our brand agency on different concepts. And we knew there were certain elements that we wanted to consider keeping. We wanted to be able to feel modern and approachable, and the logo needed to be easily recognizable, but we also wanted to carry forward some of our history. So we explored different ways to do that. And ultimately, we chose a mark that was going to carry forward the triangle shape that has been part of APTA's logo for almost 100 years. And we also decided that we wanted to carry forward that teal. It is a brighter teal than our current teal, but there was brand recognition in the teal, and teal is not a color that is predominantly used. It also mattered that we could take this brand architecture, basically the relationship between the brands, the relationship between APTA National and our products and services, as well as our components, and that this brand architecture was going to work to support all of these brands. So we had a lot to consider. We looked at over a dozen different logo designs, what these designs communicated, how they helped to capture our rich history, but also move us forward into the next century. And after many months of revisions and conversations and meetings, the logo that we unveiled back in June of 2019 will be the logo that we launch in the summer of 2020.
Yeah, when I first thought, things that came to mind were that triangle element, and I'm sure people could just Google APTA logo. You'll find the new logo online. It looks like that triangle is moving, but it's not.
It does. We love the idea of motion, not only to reflect how essential movement is to the profession, but also that APTA is not going to be stagnant, that we as an organization are always reaching for the next thing. As a trusted leader for the profession, we wanted to convey a feeling of aspiration, of reaching, of lifting, and that we plan to move forward, that this isn't the end of our evolution. It's just the beginning.
Yeah. What did you guys hear from it? What were your responses? Being in communications, you and I both know, you're never making 100% of the people happy. But what was the overwhelming response when people took a look at this logo at Next?
I mean, I was actually blown away. The response was so incredibly positive. Just like you stated, we expected some people to just not like it, there would be some pushback on it. And it was just overwhelmingly positive. We had such a positive response, not only from our membership at large, but also our component leaders, as we worked with them to create a system where they could choose to align with the new APTA brand. And it's been a phenomenal response.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back to the PT Pinecast.
New Step created the first product of its kind 25 years ago. That was the New Step Recumbent Cross Trainer. Now it's a mainstay in rehab with physical therapists worldwide. New Step now continues its tradition of innovation with the New Step Transit, another innovation in recumbent cross trainers for physical therapists, delivering real-time biofeedback with this piece of equipment, letting you use it in meaningful ways for awareness of physical performance, goals, identifying and correcting deficits or imbalances. Take a test drive or find out more at newstep.com. That's newstep.com. Online at newstep.com.
Let's get back to the show.
Talking with Alicia Hosmer from the American Physical Therapy Association, really digging into what a brand overhaul is and how that can come about. You mentioned the components. Now, if you try to do the math on components, we're talking about state chapters or sections or academies, as they're now referring to themselves as, approximately, I'm not going to hold you to this math, but how many different things are you trying to brand, trying to link together in this branded house idea?
Over 100. We have more than, we have 69 chapters and sections. Those are our organizations that are connected to APTA. So a chapter in each state, and then we have 18 specialty sections. That alone was something we needed to make sure we were solving for. And then we have everything at APTA National. We have all of the products, services, and events that we provide at a national level. So we were looking at a system of over 100 different articulations of our brand, each that had a different way to communicate, a logo, an acronym. It was very telling to look at everything on one screen together, all the different ways that APTA has communicated, and find a system that was going to work to simplify that for our members.
Well, I Googled it. And one of the big companies that has a lot of brands underneath it is Procter & Gamble. They're only working with 53. So you're working with more than double that. So no pressure.
Yeah, no pressure at all. I think what really made this attainable, that's what really helped us to create a system that is going to make this easier for our members to navigate APTA, was that we had so much help from our component leaders and so much help from staff along the way. We had just really great buy-in around the strategy. And so we workshopped this and we problem solved for the individual business needs. And so it wasn't easy, but we had a lot of help and we had a lot of buy-in and everybody wanting to see a brand that was going to help to strengthen the association as a whole.
Yeah, you're seeing some components, some sections, some academies in some states. They've already adopted those brands.
They have. One of the ways in which we knew this would be the most successful is if we created a system that would allow our components to adopt and launch the new brand when it made sense for them. And so we worked very quickly once we had decided on the logo and the brand architecture to create a support system so chapters and sections could have their logos and their brand guidelines designed and delivered so they could start to make these changes when it made sense for them. So over the course of the next several years, you will see chapters and sections launching the new brands when it makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I think, 2 years from now, if we're talking again, there is going to be an incredible synergy across the association, and I'm just really excited to see it come to life.
Yeah, and that goes back to the anecdote I said that Sharon Dunn kind of shared with us. In 2 years, in 3 years, when someone says something we overhear at a CSM in some city around the country, we get to hear them say, hey, those physical therapists seem really, really nice when they come to town.
That is our goal. That is our goal. I think we're well on our way there.
Yeah. Last big topic I wanted you to talk about. It's got to be pretty good timing, right? That you come into the APTA 2 years ago and we're looking at our 100th birthday. What a great time to rebrand.
Oh, absolutely. And it's something that we know our members are really excited to rally around. There were a number of really impressive initiatives underway when I came to APTA. And it's the reason why I was so attracted to this association, to the people that I'm working with and to our members. They have very much a vested interest in the success of one another.
Yeah.
And to me, that is something that it was such a gift as somebody leading a brand to have so many people who feel so passionately about the history, the people who have helped to build the profession to what it is today, as well as to invest for those that will follow in their footsteps. So yeah, I feel very blessed that I was given this opportunity.
And that goes to speak to connectedness, which is one of the things that staff and members said that they value out of an APTA memberships.
Absolutely. And it's something that, you just cannot get in other places. I think it's something that associations do especially well. And as we went into the digital age and more content and more knowledge and more access was available to professionals online, the community aspect of associations continued to be one of the key pieces of the value proposition. Mm-hmm. And I think it's something that APTA does extremely well.
I can't wait to see what this does. So, people brought up that it's a centennial, we're going to throw a big party, and I'm sure that's going to happen, but other things are going to happen. This is one of those other things. I can't wait to see what happens from the hard data in terms of more people wanting to belong and be associated with this brand instead of being a part of this organization and one of the things that is loosely tied to the American Physical Therapy Association. I think now that we're under one logo or one brand and we're unified, in my head, it seems like it'll make it easier for people to see that value and want to belong.
I agree. It is certainly a journey.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things we've talked about a lot, is that while, there will be these great milestones, the announcement of the logo, now the launch of the new brand, the centennial, all of these key milestones that we're working towards, but the brand will be a continuous journey and will continue to evolve and we will continue to build on it. So I'm excited to be a part of it, and I'm really just proud of all the work we're doing here.
I'm going to throw something at you. It's a little bit old, and you tell me if you recognize it, and if so, where in your life that you recognize it. Are you ready?
Okay.
Two households both alike in dignity, in fair Verona where we lay our scene, from ancient grudge break to new mutiny, where civil blood makes civil hands unclean.
I do recognize it.
I don't want to brag, but that was me memorizing that from ninth grade Mr. Mooney's English class. And what is that?
Wow. Well, that is a verse from Romeo and Juliet, from Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
I am a huge Shakespeare fan. It was something I was especially into in high school and in college. And I got to participate in a scene from Romeo and Juliet when I was abroad in London, and
wow.
Got to perform that on the Globe stage in front of some of my classmates. So that was very cool.
It's kind of a big deal on the Globe stage in London, doing a little Romeo and Juliet. That's cool.
Yes, it was.
I like to bring up stuff that's random about the people at our show. That's your random thing. Are you ready to? Are you ready to play three questions?
Sure, let's do it.
Let's do it.
On the hot seat with three questions on the PT Pinecast.
All right, three questions brought to you by our sponsors, Arias Medical Staffing. They help PTs find jobs. That's pretty much it. Oh, by the way, anywhere they want to go. Positions in all 50 states, all settings. They've been linking up therapists and clinics and organizations, hospitals across the country for more than two decades. So let your PT license take you where you want to go with Arias. It's AURUSmedical.com, AURUSmedical.com, the leaders in hashtag travel PT. Our first question, Alicia, is a travel question. You could pick anywhere you want to go in the U.S. states. Where do you want to go?
Steamboat, Colorado.
Yeah.
It is one of my favorite places in the United States, and I visit once a year for a week with my family. And if I could live there for 3 months, that is absolutely the place I would choose.
Heck yeah. And if you do that, if you're a physical therapist and you're saying the same thing, there are positions everywhere. please don't discount places like Steamboat Colorado just because you're like, it's so cool. I bet you I can never find a position there. You can. Places like Alaska, Hawaii come up a lot, California, Florida. Let your license take you where you want to go with Arius at AURUSmedical.com. Second question. This helps me stack up my Netflix queue or my reading list on Amazon. What's something that you've read or watched or listened to that really inspired you?
Well, I recently watched a story from NBC on a runner by the name of Gabe Grunwald. She was a runner with a rare form of cancer who died at the young age of 32 years old. And this piece that NBC put out was just so inspiring to learn about her life and the hope that she brought to the people around her. It was one of those things that if I could watch it every day, and it would just help inspire me to say, what am I going to get up and do today? But life is short, life is precious and fragile. And somebody like Gabe, who was an Olympic runner, who knew there was no cure for her cancer, got up every day and had this incredible hope. And gave other people hope. So it's a short piece, but it's a super inspiring piece on somebody who really touched so many lives.
Love that. Really inspiring. I love those things that to really, you know, motivate us and keep us focused. Yeah. Last question that we ask on Three Question is who is someone the audience should know more about? Somebody who you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah. I would like to give a shout out to my colleague, Carrie Jones. She is the art director here at APTA. I've been working with her day in and day out on the new brand, and her expertise and her creativity and her grit throughout this project has made it possible. So she has been essential to launching this new brand, and I want to thank her for all of her work and for digging in and making this so successful.
See, I've been a member since 2013. I didn't even know we had a Carrie Jones, but now I do.
We do it. Yes.
All right, you're off the hot seat. That's Three Questions brought to you by Arius Medical Staffing. Again, if you want to travel the country and be a PT and get to help people where you want to do it, AURUSmedical.com. That is AURUSmedical.com. The last thing we do, Alicia, is the parting shot.
This is the parting shot.
The parting shot is brought to you by Rock Tape. Rock Tape is more than just a tape company. They're a movement company, bringing you not only the world's finest kinesiology tape, but movement courses to help you get your patients moving stronger, longer. Make sure to check out your medical provider pricing right now at rocktape.com/medical. That's rocktape.com/medical to get your hands on Rock Tape, Rock Blades, Rock Pods, and Rock Floss. Again, rocktape.com/medical. That is rocktape.com/medical.
Parting shot, your chance to leave the audience with something like a mic drop moment. What's something that you'd want physical therapists listening all across the country, all across the world, to keep close to their heart?
So I have a good, my parting shot is lift up other people. I believe that's something that every day, that if we can find one person to say thank you to tell them why you value them, to tell them why they're doing a great job or why they matter to you, that's not only going to make them feel fantastic, but it leaves you just with a great feeling. So every day, find one person to thank for their role in your life.
Love that. Alicia Hosmer, APTA Senior Director of Brand Strategy, looking forward to what we're going to be seeing with our association as we head into and rebrand in our centennial year. You can follow Alicia on Twitter at A Hosmer and on Instagram at AllieArtist4. Alicia, appreciate you taking this time out and kind of shedding some light on this brand re-strategy for us.
Yes, thank you so much, Jimmy.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
If you're looking for education past your physical therapy degree, look no further than Brooks IHL. That's Brooks Rehabilitation Institute of Higher Learning. You can find out more at brooksihl.org. Continuing education along with residencies and fellowships. Residencies in orthopedics, geriatrics, women's health, neurologic PT, pediatrics, sports, and a fellowship opportunity as well. So look into it if you're looking to expand your knowledge base, brooksihl.org. Our home on the internet,
ptpintcast.com,
created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
to providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.